Canucks forwards have gone for a change, and now here's a chance in the slot. Meyer played it right over the goal line. Stetcher almost knocked it into his own net. Looked like he pulled it out. The referee signaled it in. Stetcher is waving it off. That was as close as they come, but credit Stetcher for pulling it off the goal line, and immediately he knew.
It's the Playbook with Satyar Shah and John Jang on Sportsnet 650.
Vic Nizar in for a vacationing John Jang. Justin Morissette behind the board producing the heck out of the show.
A little Joy Division to kick us off here, because the Troy Division has to be very happy with today's news.
My goodness.
You're out.
Somebody had to do a bad pun after John Jang took the day off. So John Jang dropped Kawaiyat yesterday, and then now you went down that road. Nicely done.
Oh, I don't know what the what the Troy fan contingent calls itself.
Yeah.
The Troy Soldiers. I go Troy Division personally.
Troy Division. All right. We can get behind it. Yeah. And he's going to join us, the man.
The Stetcher Savages.
Yes, okay. Stetcher Savages. Well, he plays like a savage on the ice, right? Well, he's going to join us coming up in a few minutes here. Fresh off signing a two-year contract with the Vancouver Canucks worth $2.325 million per season. He'll be 26 when the contract ends, which means he'll be 1 year away from UFA. For all intents and purposes, the Canucks have three more years of control with Troy Stetcher. And what they do beyond this contract will be determined by how well Troy Stetcher plays on this team. And when you look at the lack of quality on the blue line as it's currently built, it seems like Troy Stetcher, Bick, is going to have a really good chance to assert himself as a top four defenseman next season.
Yeah, you've been saying upon the news of the signing is, in 2 years, mm-hmm. who's going to remain? And the development that we've seen from Troy Stetcher, from a guy who needs to be kind of in and out of the lineup to now, he needs to be a regular. And he increased his minutes all throughout the season. We saw at the beginning of the year, it was like 12, 13, 14, and then by December, it shot up. There was that one night, it was 20 minutes a night, and then 18, 19. Then by December, it was just 20 minutes a night. He was your go-to, we need you for 23, 24 minutes a night.
And he was playing in multiple different roles. Mm-hmm. Of course, a lot of injuries happened by the end of the season. Tanev was hurt.
He had
Kurt Branson was
gone.
He was injured for a while. He had a serious knee injury that when it first happened, there was fear that his season may have come to an end. But he was able to recover over the next 4 or 5 weeks, and he was back playing again. But when that injury happened, which was in Detroit, if you remember, when he was essentially laying on the ground between the tunnel to get into the locker room in that much pain, and we all thought, man, what happened to this kid? Is he going to be able to play again this season? Not only is he back, and he plays better hockey when he comes back, which kind of gives you an idea of how tough this guy is. And we have Troy Stetcher on the line right now, newly signed Troy Stetcher. Hey, Troy, thanks for joining us, and congratulations on signing a two-year contract with the Canucks. It must feel pretty good.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Very excited to be back.
I mean, there was really no fear of you not being back next season, but how much easier is it on your consciousness to get this done with and now have the rest of the summer to worry about getting ready for training camp?
It wasn't something I was too worried about. I have a lot of good people in place that I trust that I knew would take care of this process, and they've been great. And being open with me and understanding that all I need to do is focus on this off season and coming to camp prepared next year. And I guess at the end of the day, it's nice just to have it finalized.
Troy, your story here, you're going from local to undrafted, and you signed back here, and you want it to be part of your hometown team. This two-year term, is this another chance for you to re-up, in 2 years to say, yeah, I want this done before my free agent status, my unrestricted free agent status happens, and recommit to the Vancouver Canucks long-term?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now I'm just kind of focused on next year, and this was obviously the first step leading into next season, was getting the contract done, and now that that's complete, I think the most important thing for us is trying to win more hockey games now. So I'm happy to be back, and I hope I can be a part of the solution, and I hope I'm able to elevate my game. That's what I've been trying to focus on this summer.
We're talking to Canucks defenseman Troy Stetcher, fresh off signing a two-year extension with the Canucks here on Sportsnet 650. And, last year when you first started off playing for Travis Green, you were playing a bit less on the third pair, and it took some time before you really were elevated up in that lineup. But then when you were playing under Willie Desjardins the year before, you had quickly grown into a top four role. When did you realize that Travis Green really had a lot of faith in you last season?
I think obviously towards the end of the year when I was playing a bit more, but you know, the way the 2 years have shaped out for me as an individual, I really enjoyed it. I've faced different challenges, and I think everything's kind of played into me being a part of who I am now. And yeah, it took a bit of time, obviously, last year to gain that trust, but I think that was something that needed to be done, especially coming off just one NHL season. There wasn't a lot of tape, I guess, to go back on and look at, and could have been a one-time thing. Mm-hmm. The other day, I just kind of took it like I did trying to make it to this level. Just work hard every day, come to camp and prove people wrong, come to the rink and prove people wrong, and try to earn my ice time.
In developing that trust, whether it be the exit meetings or as the season progressed and now in this contract negotiation, was there any discussion about potential roles and further growth in your own development?
Nope. Just kind of do my thing. Don't change who I am. Obviously, coming out of college, they liked what they saw for a reason, and they brought me on board, and I'm going to continue to be who I am, and that's just a hard worker.
I know you want to play on the power play as well, and when you look at how you played in your rookie season, when you had power play opportunities, you did well with it. Last year, 11 points, but you feel like if you get that offensive opportunity, you have more to give offensively too, right?
Yeah, I feel like I can give more offensively, but that's not my decision, whether I'm on the power play or not. I've had some experience, obviously, during my first season and at past levels playing on the power play, but I think last year was a really good experience playing on the penalty kill, kind of from Christmas on, and learning that side of the game and being better sound defensively. So whatever the coaches have in mind for me coming into camp, I'm going to be prepared, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help us win more games this year.
Well, it's well known that your work ethic is really good, and everybody talks about how hard you work, and you've had to work so hard to get to where you're at, and you don't even rest on your laurels. I'm sure you're working hard to get ready for training camp and improve as a player. But what is it like knowing the organization views you as part of the leadership core moving forward?
Something I really haven't thought about. Now, I think there's different ways that individuals can lead, and one of the ways I've led in past levels was just kind of by example and being a guy that can try to, you know, create energy for my team and my teammates to build off of. If they see me within that role within this organization, then obviously I'd be willing and accepted that position. But it's not something I think about. It's not something that I'm worried about even. I'm just going to come to camp as a better player this year, and try to push other guys to be better as well.
Joined with Vancouver Canucks defenseman Troy Stetcher, who's just signed a 2-year contract here on Sportsnet 650, and joined on the playbook with Bick Nizar and Sat Shaw. So we're in the offseason now. Your hard work is obviously legendary, and you were just saying it. What's your workout regimen like? We've had a great few weeks here of summer. Is it all outdoor dry land training?
No, it's trying to incorporate some on-ice training now. Got on the ice last week. Working on just some edge work, balance stuff. As the season progresses, I'll start skating with some other pros and getting into compete drills and whatnot. But it's kind of at that phase of the summer now where you're doing both. You're on the ice in the morning, then you're in the gym after, or vice versa.
And Troy, I know you're a big soccer fan. So now that the World Cup is over, what are you watching sport wise? Are you just taking some time off, or what do you occupy your time with?
No, the Open's on right now.
All right. And
I'm a big golf fan.
Well, I know you're not only are you a golf fan, you're a good golfer too. So who do you have your money on if you haven't? But who do you think's going to end up winning the British Open?
I'm a big Tiger fan. Mm-hmm. Jump on the bandwagon there. He's just so electric, and I'd love to see him turn it around. I think he shot par again today, so mm-hmm. He's kind of in the hunt.
I was going to ask you, what were your thoughts on the final at the World Cup between France and Croatia?
Yeah, it was an entertaining game for sure. Kind of some crazy goals, a penalty kick, and then the turnover.
Was that a handball?
I don't think so.
Okay, yes. See? Yes. So Sadie and I have been saying that. Everyone else has been completely against us.
Yeah. I don't think it was.
Yes, it wasn't intentional, right? I mean, you can't knock the guy for his hand hitting the ball hitting his hand on a deflection. I mean, that's how I come out on it.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll get you out on this. We got a couple of your teammates on this week, and your teammate Sven Berchi was just getting married, and there was kind of a bad invite that he didn't send to Coach Green. And we've been asking your teammates if you got an invite to Sven Berchi's wedding.
I don't know. I think my girlfriend might have, but I was busy doing other things. I'm just really excited, obviously, for Sven. I know he's super happy about it. So.
Yeah, and you know, I do have one final question for you here, because Dan Riccio, him and Israel Fear are doing a show after we are, and he's a massive Juventus fan, but he's not happy about having Ronaldo on his team. So if you were a Juve fan, what would you say to Dan Riccio to make him feel better about Ronaldo playing on his team?
You're getting the best soccer player in the world.
Right?
Suck it up and you'll enjoy simple. It.
Yeah. Hey, no doubt. Hey, Troy, congratulations on signing that new 2-year contract with the Canucks. We look forward to seeing you in training camp. Enjoy the rest of your summer, all right?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You got it. Sportsnet 650.